So as soon as a host comes back from the ladies' room, and then we're going to start the show. Right now, I'm Max, and this is Abe. This is Abe.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm over here behind the scenes on Stain Abe.
There's two guys tonight, and two guys and a chick. Everybody's walking around with dildos in their ears.
Ooh,
the little miniature ones.
The vibrators. Oh, mine's not on.
Oh, I think it's unplugged. That's why.
Okay.
I'll get it plugged in, but keep it. Keep the.
Okay.
Keep the.
I'll just make the sound verbally.
That's very good. Have you ever? Yeah, that's very good.
I learned that in radio.
Terrific. That's good. Very good. Do we give advice? Yeah.
Right? I give advice. Yeah, we give. I'm constantly speaking my mind.
We give advice.
Telling you what I think
all the time.
You should do.
And
that's right. People say I'm non-judgmental, but that's only about sexual fantasies and fetishes and feelings. I'm very non-judgmental about your feelings.
Are they?
But I am judgmental about actions.
Are they allowed to talk, ask questions about sex, as someone wanted to know?
Everything but sex.
No,
of course you're allowed to ask questions about
sex. That's what we're here for.
I'm a sex therapist and a sexologist, and they use the term sexpert, but we don't really like that term. Sounds cheap.
Cheap. And we're expensive,
Actually, we quite are.
We're arriving on Facebook in just a second.
We're arriving.
And also on YouTube, so that's
okay.
I think that's the French term for orgasm.
What's that?
J'arrive.
J'arrive is, I've arrived, yes.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Yeah, but I see, when having
I've
an orgasm.
Italian. I've heard that.
I've arrived.
Sono arrivato.
Really? Is that what they say?
No,
you've arrived?
I don't know. But that's...
arigato.
How do you say orgasm in Italian?
Orgasmo.
Orgasmo. That sounds like one of those 60s futuristic sex movies with Barbarella.
Yeah, right. I think that's what it's called. I have to call my uncle in Italy and ask him.
Okay.
You guys got your bags and your luggage?
Yeah, you too.
Make sure you pack your bags and jump on board the FDR train.
All right.
So take a seat and...
Here we go. All aboard FDR. Which stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Our 32nd president of the United States, as well as
speakers.
Fuck DeRich. This
is
your captain speaking, Captain Max, and I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, and your birthday girl. Well, post-birthday girl, actually. I had a big birthday-gasm a couple of days ago, and I'll tell you about that in a little while. But I also want to encourage you to give us a call if you really have anything on your mind. I mean, I'm a sex therapist. Max is a prince. Yeah. He... is deposed or defrocked. But he is the Prince of Prague and the Duke of Melnick, as well as of something in Italy.
Yeah.
Napoli, something like that. Anyway, we're here and we are mainly experts, I guess you could say, sexperts. Sexuality is our game, and we love to play. And we also take it seriously, but really, sex is a comedy, not a tragedy. It's one thing I agree with Camille Paglia about, not everything. But you can call us at 626-461. I know we have another number, but the one I know is 5950. And you can also write to us on one of our platforms, and we're going to try to keep track of them all. I see here Leonard is 23. I guess he's 23. How do I convince my girlfriend that I am not gay? She thinks I'm gay, but it's not true. Okay. Well, that depends on why she thinks you're gay. I mean, is it because you like pink?
Do we have a message? Is somebody asking a question?
Yes.
Oh, from the...
I don't know where he's from. RU, it says here. What does RU stand for? RU Leonard, 23. Yeah. Oh, it does say where he's from, but it's in red, and I can't really read it. Oh, Reddit. Right. There it says Reddit. It's in red, though, very dark. So why?
Oh, no. So, because I saw somebody was asking, how long will it be before they answer my question?
Whose question?
Someone who's listening.
Okay, and is that a different question than the one I just asked?
I don't know.
Should I answer the one I just asked, or
sure.
Answer the other person?
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a queue, and that's not QAnon.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No MyPillow guy here. Please. We have just nice feather pillows. Mm. All right. So how do I convince my girlfriend that I'm not gay? Well, first of all, convince is already a very stressful verb. If you're not gay, you're not gay. So really, you shouldn't be stressing out about it. And if she thinks you are, then you should talk about it and find out why and whether she either wants you to be gay or is afraid of you being gay. I'm not sure. It's one or the other, because if this is really what she thinks, and I'm taking your word for it, I'm, of course, not hearing her side of the story, then it's more about her than you. But she's your girlfriend, so you want to know, what's this about? Why do you think I'm gay? Is it because I like to cook? Is it because I wear eyeliner? Is it because I sucked my best friend's cock the other night? There are various reasons that she might think that you're gay. And by the way, that last one, some people might think that's a surefire sign that you're gay. But not really. This is all about your identification, how you like to present yourself. It's not like race. It's almost your choice as to how you want to present yourself. Although, then again, being gay is also partly biological. But my belief, and this could get me in trouble, is that we're all, like bonobos, bisexual. And that under certain circumstances, any of us could be gay or straight. And it just depends. And those circumstances, though, are very important. And some of those circumstances do involve biological factors, genetic factors. And some of those circumstances involve circumstances, how you were raised, what you're exposed to. So, lots of factors. Leonard says, I am a girl. Okay.
You're not a troll or anything like that, right?
How do I convince my girlfriend that I am not gay? She thinks I'm gay. Oh, wow. But now she's explaining more, see? There's always more to explain. I am a girl.
Wait,
so
Leonard's
this is
a girl?
Yeah, right. So, okay, what? Leonard, one reason she thinks that you're gay is because your name is Leonard.
And your girlfriend is a woman.
She's a girl.
And she's also
and
a
then
woman.
Leonard is saying that she's a girl. She says, I am a girl. So, Leonard, people stereotype. It's sometimes harmful, but many times it's simply because the complexities of life are too much to process. So most of us thought Leonard must be a guy. Maybe that's one reason that your girlfriend thinks you, as a girl named Leonard, are gay. Anyway, you should call us. You know, I'm always frustrated by these questions that really don't leave a lot of information.
So we're getting a lot of questions on Reddit. People are saying, are sex questions allowed? And I think sex questions are allowed.
Well, yes, we said that.
I've said that a few times. Of course, and you can't offend us. You might offend Reddit and the room and everybody else, but hard to offend us. So let them pop out.
Right. I prefer phone calls, but yeah, I'll talk to these people through this sexting system, which is really just all that much more room for fantasy, because when you are using your real voice, you can run, but you can't hide. It's very revealing. Okay, Tommy Bruchette. What happens when your wife of 4 years loses all interest in sex? She is born in 74. I'm born in 82. Oh, this is requiring some math, Tommy. I'm not a mathematician. I'm a sex therapist. Okay, so 4 years. It's the 7-year itch, except 4 years, right?
Yeah, it must have been very itchy, the whole thing.
Very
must
itchy.
Have been very,
she is older than you, Tommy, and we're all for cougars. Hey, cougar power, go bonobos, and check out our article about cougars and cubs. So she is apparently 8 years older than you. And let's see, I think she's like 40-something, and you're like 30-something, maybe. So she could be going through early menopause. That's a possibility. She could also have another lover. That's also a possibility. You could have gained 50 pounds. There are many possibilities as to why. And I would say, in answer to your question, what happens when your wife of 4 years loses all interest in sex, that your first step is to find out why. Why isn't she interested? Maybe there's a physical pain. A lot of people don't like to hear that as an answer. Of course, it's depressing. But sometimes that is the answer. And then again, a lot of people don't want to hear that they're cheating. They've got someone else, or they've just lost that spark for you. But if you really want to know, you need to talk about it. And by the way, sometimes when you lose that spark, you can get it back if you really had it to begin with. And maybe I'll talk to you about that sometime. There are many, many reasons that women and men lose interest after 4 years, 5 years, 3 years.
The tapes.
My time would usually be 3 years for me. That's when I would generally lose interest, until I met the love of my life, Captain Max. Of course,
yes, sir.
I'd been in love before. Love, but not the love of my life.
Not like this.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And yes, when you meet the love of your life and you know it and you feel it, then you take that 3-year itch or 4-year itch or 7-year itch and you wrestle it You deal with it. You talk about what's going on with you. You work it out. You fantasize. You play. You do whatever it takes to maintain intimacy and maybe even kick it up a few notches. Have some birthday gasms, baby.
Yeah. What else we got going here?
Benedict, come in my batch. Wow, that's quite a name. Do you think that prevention from experiencing sexual stuff can act as almost a catalyst for hypersexuality or nymphomania? Well, yes, of course. That's one of the basic principles of taboo sexual desire. And it's been the case for many, many years. Georges Bataille wrote a lot about it. It's like, I can't have it, I want it. Sure, that's natural. You see that in non-human animals, like our furry friends. You hold back the toy, the treat, and they want it, they jump all over you. They want what they can't have. It's natural. And also, our capitalist society even encourages that more. And also, our hyper-religious anti-sex society makes so many things forbidden that you just feel like, I can't have anything I want, so I might as well be really bad, because I'm automatically bad, according to my religion. So there's a lot of these factors at work. Some of them are natural, and some of them are put upon us by our leaders who want to control our sexuality by repressing certain things, knowing full well that that exacerbates other things. They figure certainly that if you're in the military, that if they forbid certain sexual forms of release, that maybe you'll release your sexual energy through violence in service of the state. Kind of makes a diabolical sense. Unfortunately, it often backfires. Friendly fire and all. That's what our leaders try to do. Control our sexuality through forbidding things. And no, I sort of don't believe in these categories you say, Benedict, come in my batch, hypersexuality or nymphomania. I think hypersexuality is a more kind of highfalutin way of saying sex addiction, which I don't believe in. And in a way, nymphomania is a lowfalutin way of saying sex addiction for women. So, nah. I mean, they're silly, fun terms if you want to say, I'm a nymphomaniac. Oh, I need to get fucked so bad. That's cool. But hey, as serious clinical terms, no, not going for it. Anyway, welcome to the Love Train. If you have a question or comment, you can write it in or call us. And I'm here with Captain Max.
Hey, where'd you?
And Abe the Engineer.
I had some of that pie.
That
Jux brought over.
Jux, okay.
I didn't have
Why any. Did Jux bring over the pie?
Because he's a pie man now.
He's a pie master.
He's a pie master.
Well, he's always been a pie master.
That's the question.
It's a leading question.
No.
We haven't seen Jux in...
Over a year.
Yeah, not to be confused with the other pie master, the guy that he used to get cakes and get women to sit on the cakes, and he would eat the cake afterwards.
Right, pie man.
Pie man, pie master guy.
Bisexuality. We're talking about bisexuality, but there is such a thing as pisexuality.
What?
Which is a form of splosh.
Splosh. Mm. Yes, yes.
Pies in the face.
Splosh.
Sitting on the pie.
Ta-da.
But back to eating the pie.
Splosh.
Right. We have a magazine all about it.
All about splosh.
Featuring Danielle Watts and Chef B Live and Gypsy Bonobo and Ikor the Wolf. So I'm back to my question, why did Jux bring the pie?
Because Jux is, don't show anything, you know.
Actually, there's nothing in there that's nude. There's no nude. Well, like maybe one nipple. And you're not showing it. It's towards the end. Actually, there's like three nipples. Not on one person. So why did Jux bring over the pie?
I have no idea. He was bringing them to Las Vegas.
What day was it?
When did he come
back?
Oh, the day. The reason. And that's why. There it is. It was Dr. Susie's birthday. So we had a good old time. And we built the equivalent of a submarine.
Well, yes. It was a mini pool.
A mini pool.
On wheels.
Correct.
And then we had a mini party.
Yeah.
Around it.
And that was fun.
Got into my bathing suit for the pool. And later I got into my birthday suit for the birthdaygasms. But it was fun. It was very low-key. Almost ridiculously low-key. Okay.
Raspberry
pie. Are we ready to go deep inside my birthday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Deep inside Dr. Susie's birthday. Well, I did baptize myself. I didn't go deeply into the water because by the time you guys finished the pool, it was freezing cold. So I could only wade. But it was a nice birthday baptism and holy water, you know. Very good. And it really was like foreplay for my birthday gasms. And it's very good to have a birthday gasm. It does an aging body good. Always clears the mind. And spiritually speaking, maybe the little death prepares you for the big one. Birthdays. They are kind of strange times, right? Some birthdays, I have these huge extravaganzas, big birthday orgies filled with people congratulating me. And it's funny when people congratulate you for nothing but being alive. Although I suppose at my age, that is an accomplishment. But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, of course, it's Bonoboville, so when you have a lot of people here, it turns into a birthday orgy. And in ancient times, people did fear that there were birthday spirits that would be evil, and that these malevolent forces would stalk you on your birthday. So that's why you wanted to have people around you. Right? In fact,
especially for the orgy. You know? You're going to have an orgy on your birthday. You want to have people around you.
Well, yeah.
I hope so.
That's true. That's true. But why have an orgy on your birthday? Well,
as a present. It's often
to keep away the evil spirits. And there are evil spirits. Have you noticed that lots of people die on their birthday?
That's true. That's true.
Or a few days before their birthday. Or a few days after their birthday.
Right.
Like F. Lee Bailey died.
Died.
A few days before our birthday. We share a birthday. F. Lee Bailey, prominent celebrity defense attorney. Who represented O.J. and Patty Hearst. And
did he ever hit up on you or do anything?
Well, that's, of course, always the question. And I wish, honestly.
Okay.
I do. I thought he was very hot. and I found him swashbuckling. And there's a picture of me interviewing him. I was a young reporter, and I was chosen. Nervous, sweet 16, or just 17, you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm a nervous wreck, and I'm interviewing F. Lee Bailey with my big granny glasses, and there's a picture of it. Everybody loves this picture. You know, I hated this picture for years. I kept it hidden.
Right, that's because you hated it.
Right.
But
you know, that's so strange about life. But it's true. Things I hate about myself are actually appreciated by people. Perhaps because, you know, people love to feel superior to you. And I look like this scrawny little wreck. So, yeah, anybody could say, oh, isn't she cute, this little wreck. My Counterpunch editor, Jeffrey Sinclair, posted it in his column. He says, when our very own Dr. Susan Block interviewed defense lawyer F. Lee Bailey. It's also because he's famous. He was a legend, not exactly a leftist, but a defender of the accused. And you know, the accused are always at a disadvantage. So no, he did not proposition me. He just made Google eyes at me. And he penetrated me.
How did he penetrate you?
In a more spiritual way. He influenced me, as I said last week, in terms of my own courtroom manner. I felt very propelled by him when I went up against the LAPD in federal court and wound up winning a very nice settlement. And I also just felt like he opened my mind, not so much because of my interview with him when I was a teenager and had barely any kind of mind and probably was tripping because I was taking a lot of LSD back then. But I was a National Merit semifinalist, AA, and the editor of my school paper, so that's what you can do on LSD. I was one of those people that felt that O.J. was guilty, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, right? And I got to say, Flea's takedown of Mark Furman got me wondering about O.J., and I still wonder, and that just shows that Flea was a great attorney. He revealed in this Perry Mason-like manner.
Yeah.
The lead detective is a KKK Nazi.
Yeah.
Okay? And also the glove doesn't fit, so you must acquit. That was Johnny Cochran's line, but that was F. Lee Bailey's idea. He saw that glove, at least that's what he says, and he said, hey, I'm going to have O.J. try on that glove. And Chris Darden said, you're going to what? I'm going to have O.J. try it on. And he said, no, I'm going to have O.J. try it on. And then he did. And it was a big slam dunk for the defense because he had those big hands. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, there's a new movement in Korea that is very controversial, South Korea, women making the little penis sign with their fingers and men being very upset about this.
What is the little penis sign?
The little penis sign is when you put your fingers together,
like
your thumb and your forefinger, and you make like small.
You guys watch out for this trick.
Yeah, it's so funny how women have been, of course, objectified and demeaned for millennia. But you guys are so sensitive about the little penis signs.
It was cold that night, I swear.
Yeah, of course. We know. And that's why we make the little penis sign.
But you weren't, you didn't make me horny enough, so that's...
Well,
that's
then it's our fault. That could be.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it.
In South Korea, they say it's because you're a feminist. Actually, people are getting fired and businesses are being boycotted. It's quite exciting. So, we are still celebrating Pride Month, Gay the Bonobo Way, of course. A lot of messed up stuff is happening to LGBTQ people these days as Orlando approaches the fifth anniversary of the second worst mass shooting in American history, the Pulse nightclub massacre. You remember that, Max?
We were down in Puerto Rico when that happened
at the ASEC convention.
You guys were in Florida?
We were in Puerto Rico. I was speaking about the Bonobo Way of Sexual Inclusivity at the ASEC convention, the American Association of Sex Therapists and Educators and Counselors, but not in that order. And then we hear about this. It was a wonderful weekend, and then this just, of course, was so depressing for everyone, but especially people who knew those who died, and a lot of people died. It was very, very bad, and most of those people were young, Hispanic, and gay. And Governor Ron DeSantis, in signing a $100 billion budget for Florida, vetoed $150,000 for counseling for Pulse survivors. And he also vetoed $750,000 to build housing for homeless gay kids in Central Florida. So, yeah, he's welcoming Pride Month to Florida. By the way, speaking of which, I think this happened in Florida. It's certainly a Pride Month story. A woman on a boat was giving a gay family flying pride flags the finger and circling around them and harassing them and giving them a hard time. And then suddenly her boat catches fire, not because of the gay people at all, but just because of her boat being an old rickety thing. And the gay family actually saved her and her people and put her on their boat. And she refused to speak to them.
She did.
She didn't say thank you.
She didn't say, hey, by the way, I love this because we've got a few right-wingers on here.
Yeah.
Which is always a lot of fun.
I want to lick this man's eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
Wow. All right. Max has a fan. Now that's a fetish for you, eyelash licking. I don't know about that, especially if I'm wearing my false eyelashes. This one false thing I like is my false eyelashes.
And also, I got one eyelash.
Oh,
so
I gotta wear mascara because when I wear no makeup, I have like no eyelashes because my eyelashes are so light. They used to be blonde. I think they're going gray.
I see your eyelashes. They're not that.
They're pretty light.
They're not disappearing.
Oh, I'm making some.
But you're really looking.
I can really see them.
You really.
I can see them from like a mile away.
What?
Wow. What? He's just trying to get me to go without my false eyelashes.
Oh yeah.
My Gemini brother.
Those are like those eyelashes are like those things.
I even wore them on my birthday.
The drones, they're like...
Yeah, they fly off of you if you're drunk enough.
Yeah.
And you never know where they're going to land.
And if you don't use good glue, it'll come off on your tongue.
But they are non-lethal.
Right.
So, I did wear false eyelashes on my birthday, and I put makeup on.
Oh.
And I wore my bathing suit, and then I wore my birthday suit.
Arcadia, California?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we got a call
from
Turtle Arcada, California, and he just wants to say hi.
Arcada, put him on.
Hi to FDR Radio.
Like H-I-G-H. Hi. Or?
What's his name again?
Hello.
His name is Turtle.
Arcada.
He just wants to say hi from his base.
Well, we might fuck like rabbits, but the tortoise wins the race.
Thanks. Thank you.
In terms of age.
Much
we're talking about birthdays, so hey, tortoise. Is he there?
No.
He might call.
No, he's a fan. He's a fan of the show.
Oh,
so
fan.
He's just He just wanted to let that small message out. All right. He loves the show.
We love you. I want you all to watch the birthday orgy that takes place on your boob tube, your computer screen. After this live radio show, my birthday in 2017, when the actual day fell on a Saturday and it seemed spontaneous, but actually we took a couple weeks to plan it. And this year I had no plans because, of course, the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. Until the day before the day. Because it still feels like the coronapocalypse. A lot of people are not vaccinated. And the people that are even feeling very tentative. But I did feel that sense of the evil spirits gathering around me. So I came up with a sort of plan that did not get me laid the way I planned. But at least I got laid. Yay. June honeymoon. Yay. And thank you, Captain Max.
Hey, Doc.
For always steering my ship of fools for love. But you can't have sex all day. I mean, you could, but...
You could. If you got nothing better to do, sure.
What's better, really?
Well, you got to get some money to be able to be at home.
What do they say? Sex is opera de poveri, the poor man's opera.
Opera.
Isn't that an Italian saying?
Si.
Sex is the poor man's opera. But sometimes you want a little variety in your life more than.
Does that mean that I like opera?
A little jazz, okay, hip hop.
Yeah.
The main thing is I did not want to sit at a computer all day. Or even half the day. Or even a tenth of the day. For old time's sake. For the sake of that time before computers. When humans like you and me were a little more in touch with, how do I put it? Life? Instead of these dead, radiating things? In touch with the earth? In touch with living things? So I did want to get away from my computer, but I didn't want to go anywhere. Partly because I never want to go anywhere. Bonoboville has to be very entertaining because I don't like going anywhere these days. So actually, you don't like going anywhere.
Anywhere, especially if it's, you know, it takes time away from me. From what I love doing in life.
Creating
and doing not much.
Although
you know,
we have had times in our life when we're creating by going places. That's involved.
Well, right.
But certainly not lately.
And you certainly do that. We only... Yvonne? Is that his name? Hi, Yvonne.
All right, so we got a phone caller from one of our fans. His name is Yvonne.
Evan. Probably his name is Evan.
We know an Iman, but Evan is probably his name. So what's
up? I thought maybe it was Elon, and he would lend us a few buildings.
Evan. It's Evan. Hi, yeah, Evan.
He's from
Hi,
Reddit. Evan. He's from Reddit.
Hi, Reddit. So, hi, Evan. How
are
you
doing? Hey, what's going on?
You are
on
the love train, Evan, with me and Captain Max and Abe and everybody else. So
tonight.
Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, right. I've been to Colorado. I lived in Boulder.
It's pretty nice up there. College, partying.
Gets
to my question.
Go ahead.
I want to know how all you guys on the cast and crew are getting down in the bedroom. I want to hear the best story. People on this Reddit chat are getting a little anxious, and they kind of want to get a little relief.
You're anxious about
they need
sex.
They're getting turned on. And yeah. Yeah. There's a guy that wants to lick my eyelashes, okay?
All right, that's extreme.
And I only have one fucking eyelash.
Wow. Well, you know, that's why I'm playing my birthday orgy right now, because I really enjoy group sex.
We're all taking turns.
The bacchanal keeps the evil spirits away. All these bodies intertwined. Hey, and it's totally the opposite of what I'm doing right now in COVID times. So,
what'd you say, Evan?
Yeah. Any kind of way. I mean, if we're talking orgies, come on.
Yeah. Fucking, sucking, licking, fingering, toeing.
Oh, yeah.
Doggy
and
style.
And we're amateurs.
Woman on top.
The Romans had parties for weeks and months.
I think a lot of different cultures have had some wild parties, but the Romans are known for it.
Well, you can't take off work that long here in America. You know what I'm saying?
And you're from Rome, aren't you, Max? So Max is continuing his tradition.
You got to make the time tradition. Camp here in America.
It's communal ecstasy. It's those pheromones. Have you ever been to a swing party, to a sex party?
Never.
Wow.
I've never been.
Really?
No,
you got to go.
Young.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
I'm
really
you're almost too young
right
to be calling this show.
So he's fine.
But you're fine.
I mean, he's old enough. I mean, honestly, all the college parties.
Cool. I'm cool.
I would say college parties are the closest thing to a swing party.
I was going
to
say, that was the kind of parties I was going to at age 20. We certainly did not call them swing. Yeah. That's a kind of middle-aged term. And I'm middle-aged, way beyond middle-aged, actually. But when I was your age, I just called them sex parties, I guess. Or not even, just a bunch of friends over doing drugs and having sex. Am I allowed to say that on these channels? Am I going to get in trouble?
It's the bots. We don't know.
Right.
It's
and
all fucking bots.
Dancing, creating music, maybe creating art, and certainly having sex. But I'm of a different age when sex was very exploratory, revolutionary, and part of the expression of make love, not war. But it was just sex. Just like it is now.
Yeah. It is weird.
Although hairier. It was definitely hairier.
From that to what it is now, it seems a little bit different. Horny person myself, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Be honest.
It definitely doesn't help the cause, you know?
I know. I feel for you being 20 in 2021. It's hard. Because so many forms of sex are taboo. But you got to navigate. You do? You got to thread the needle and find your pleasure, because it's important. The bonobos show us how important it is.
You got to have pleasure, some fucking pleasure,
you do.
Man.
And it's very traumatic for a lot of guys. Like the guys in South Korea that are your age are freaking out and blaming women, and they shouldn't be blaming women. Well, I'm a socialist, so I blame the capitalist system. Women want some equality, some respect, and some sex as well. And I think a lot of young men are a little freaked out by that. And yet, a lot of young men are empowered by that. And I hope to empower young men and young women. Of course, over 18 only. I don't want to empower anybody under 18. You guys can fend for yourselves.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Right. Do your thing. Although I will say, that generation, I'm not sure. Between the COVID and the repression, I feel for you guys,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I mean,
weird.
The COVID creates its own repression.
Yeah, you get in your own little circle, and it was easy to get through if you had your people. If you didn't, it might have been different. But for me and my people, it was cool. But back to the penis thing. I mean, if we're going to make fun of little penises, shit. Let's just make fun of shit. Quit acting like words hurt people that much, you know?
Right.
I'm like, let's make fun of it. Throw it all out on the table.
Okay, what would you like to make fun of?
You know what I'm saying?
Hang it out to dry.
Oh,
back to the penis metaphor.
Yeah.
Oh, hang it out.
Oh, by the way, we have a penis book that you can get from us.
Puppetry of the penis.
Puppetry. It's an art piece.
We do.
Hey, yeah. I've seen a lot of penises in my day.
Really?
Oh,
and,
really?
You can thank the internet for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That's why when people say gay, straight, we're all looking at everything these days.
If you live today, it's pretty much.
But it brings out something
that
that's human.
I get
human.
Turned on by everything, but.
But it enters your mind.
It's okay
it
to
penetrates.
Be fucking weird. Yeah.
It penetrates your mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those intrusive thoughts you can't really get rid of. It's just like, and you're like, whoa. And that's why I like making fun of shit like that.
Okay, so what would you like to go in direction wise, what you get really turned on by or what you get really turned off by? Your choice.
What do you mean,
Evan? Well, I will ask you, what do you get turned on by or what do you get turned off by? I'm curious about either one, so I'm going to let you choose what you want to tell me. Confess.
Okay, I'll lead off with turned off by.
Turned off.
Because it's really hard. It's really hard to turn me off, I'll tell you that much,
All right?
Okay. All
right.
But, but when people are having fun and then someone sticks out and makes it a problem, starts problems to everyone, that's where I'm not in it. That's the turn off with me. It's when everyone's having a party and someone wants to ruin the party because they're not having fun or whatever the reason is. That's a big turnoff and red flag for me.
A party pooper.
Because I like to have fun. Yeah.
That's why they use the poop analogy.
Yeah. And
is because you're basically shitting all over everybody. And everybody feels bad. It stinks.
Wait a minute. Then there's the party shooter.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, man.
The party pooper can turn into the party. But that's what's happening. Speaking of my beautiful hometown, not hometown, but I spent some time in Boulder, Colorado. Beautiful, peaceful town.
Oh, yeah.
There's some right-wingers and some left-wingers. Guy comes in and shoots everybody in a supermarket. Well, not everybody, but 10 people.
It's weird.
That's weird, man.
Talk about a party pooper.
He goes to school. that's a party pooper. That's a party stopper.
Stopper, right?
Party stopper. Cock blocker, right?
Cock
blocker right there, you know.
Right there. You're in the supermarket.
I mean, come on.
She's enjoying checking out your sausage.
So what do you do up there in Arcata? Is it Arcata? Arcata.
No, I'm up in Denver, but I go to school in Colorado Springs.
Denver.
It's much dirtier in Denver.
Yeah.
But Colorado Springs. It's all right.
Colorado Springs is equally, if not worse, than Denver, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
If we're going to talk about the dirtiness.
I guess that word spring.
So what do you do up there? What are you doing up there?
He's 20.
I'm in school right now.
Oh, cool. All right.
I'm about to finish my sophomore year in college.
What are you majoring in?
Economics.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Fun, right?
We need more socialists. Are you reading your Marx?
I'm familiar. I wouldn't say. I'm about as familiar with Marx as I am with the Bible, and I'm not a Christian, so.
Okay, how about that Piketty guy?
Who?
Nah.
He's a modern Marxist.
Oh, Piketty.
He's an economist. I think it's Thomas.
I believe so. Here, I was with Yang Gang, but
Yang
no
Gang.
One was feeling that way. No one was really feeling Bernie. And I mean, you felt hopeless in this election. I think everyone did. There wasn't a right decision. they set the table so you can only make what they wanted to happen. Like, the DNC and RNC control that shit.
Yeah.
They fucked everything up. Put up the wrong
Why do they control that shit?
Like
Why do they control it?
Because they set it up. They
Why did they get to set it up?
Time.
Why?
Because.
Because
they have all the money.
Because
they have all the money.
But why do they have all the money?
That's okay. They
because
got the
that's
money.
How capitalism works.
Yeah, they got the money.
Yeah,
but they gotta give it.
That's why we need a little socialism in our lives.
If we had
it's like a little
like
love,
Canada,
a little romance.
Lie.
Yeah,
we had some free healthcare. Holy shit, my family would be in.
Yeah.
A fucking different
well, you start with that.
Life.
We gotta have some socialism.
So many fucking bills.
People, freedom is freedom is not from communism. Freedom is not from communism.
When I was your age, people did have health care. When I was your age, there weren't any billionaires.
When I was a little boy, you couldn't make a profit on people's health here in America.
Well, that was a long time ago.
I know. Okay.
We got to turn this train around, Evan. And you are the young generation. You are going to move this train forward. And I say, fuck the rich. I'm not anti-billionaire. I just want to
alleviate
your stress of your money. It's too much for you. Billionaires are very unhappy people. And we have to help
You're not wrong.
You know,
we got to fuck the rich.
And I like your take on we have to help them.
We do.
Yeah, of course.
We do.
They don't know how to spend all that money. One person can't spend that much. Think about it.
Not only.
It sounds fucked up in theory, but when you see it in practice, it makes a whole lot of sense.
That's
These
true.
Poor suckers can't move anywhere without the highest levels. They're in fucking prison. Comfortable, but still.
When you have all that money,
yeah.
You get so scared.
I used to move homes like that in the Springs with very nice million-dollar houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should come out to L.A. and visit us in Bonoboville when you graduate.
Sounds good.
All right.
You take care. Right.
You take care.
Thank you, guys.
Next time,
you too.
I want to hear about what turns you on.
Take care.
But I agree. When you're having a nice orgy, a party pooper will ruin everything. Unless you just don't let that person do that. And there are ways, there's a certain kind of sexual etiquette to handling the party pooper, which we will talk about in a moment. But I just want to say, Redhead Magic, happy birthday. Janelle, yes, Janelle is actually in our post-show throwback, which features a fabulous Bacchanal. Janelle doesn't have sex on the show, by the way. She's very conservative.
Yes.
And she is my former assistant. My former assistants always come back for more.
I think you're first.
She was my first, actually. My first.
Hi, Janelle.
My first radio show
KIEV.
So we love Janelle, and I got mad at her a couple years ago when she wished me a happy birthday, and it was one of those birthdays I wanted to avoid, and I think I didn't talk to her for like 3 weeks or something. Sorry. Sometimes they get very touchy. It's a very kind of up and down time. So this year, I knew I wasn't going to have a big bacchanal. So what was I going to do? I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go somewhere, eat food somebody prepared, drink, smoke, or get in a pool somewhere else. So I had to stay home and make it small and homey with my homies. That included Captain Max and a few other people. So it was small and homey with my homies, including my little baby bonobos and Captain Max Bonobo and Dr. Susie Bonobo, given to us by Dragon Steel. And the baby bonobo is bound for Yale. And a really nice cake. Did you know Queen Elizabeth celebrated her birthday this week?
No, I did not know that.
And she was born in April, but she just wanted to horn in on the June birthday scene because it's the best time to have a birthday. As Abraham knows, who chose to come out for his day of birth on the 1st of June.
Yeah.
So Queen Elizabeth cut her cake with a sword today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
whoa.
Cut it with a sword,
did
she?
I did mine with a fisherman's knife.
Yes. French fisherman's knife.
I had just a very few people.
Right.
Lizer Twersky, famous actor. And so he and I got to be the two hairy Jews. He's doing it for a part. I can just blame the corona apocalypse for having more hair than Rapunzel. Or if I flip it over my head, cousin it. The dude in the back is kind of hot. Dark Beast Zeta. I think, who's the dude in the back? They're either talking about Max or the Buddha?
The Buddha.
No,
oh, no.
They're talking about Abe, I think.
Yeah. No, they talk about the Buddha, too.
The other birthday boy.
Yeah, the Buddha. Yeah.
The Buddha is the dude in the back?
His stomach enlightens you.
Maybe
gives
Abe?
Gives you light. Anybody right. in the studio there?
Do you still do the wonderful debaucherous speakeasy as I've seen? Theater of Vamp. Well, Theater of Vamp, as a matter of fact, we're just talking about the existential state of the wonderful debaucherous speakeasy, which is not very debaucherous.
Right. And most people don't know about it because they're very young today and they do other stuff. But probably we had one of the great speakeasies, certainly on the West Coast.
Beautiful. And the reason we call it the speakeasy is because we speak easy about that which is not so easy to speak about. And that includes sex. But it also includes partying, drinking, sexing, all consensual, but nevertheless controversial. And in this day and age, it is socially controversial because, hey, people don't necessarily sign a contract that they want to have sex. They're doing things very spontaneously. It's a state of communal ecstasy. And also controversial because, for me, hey, we're still in the corona apocalypse. We're vaccinated. We did have a few people here the other day on my birthday to keep the evil spirits away that were vaccinated. But, yeah, it's still scary. People are still getting it. And I don't want to get it.
So, we
are cautious. But right after our live program tonight, we are playing an amazing show that was a birthday bacchanal in 2017 featuring Christiana Sin, who was a penthouse pet. And she is amazing, sings happy birthday just like Marilyn Monroe, and dances naked, does a split. People have sex. Danielle Watts runs around naked, and Be Live gets a blowjob from, of all people, Amanda Blow. Remember? Yes. And there's all kinds of kink, whipping and spanking. Lots of great DomCon kinksters. And by the way, I'm going to be DomCon Mistress of Ceremonies this August.
And we're going to be there.
We are going to be there at the Hilton in person. So we are sticking our toes in the water for all you foot fetishists.
And if you have some money, donate to
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
They need it. They are having difficulties since the coronapocalypse. And so hopefully everything will come together. But anyway, we're playing this fantastic show of great orgies. And so it gives you an eyegasm and an eargasm. But of course, yeah, you don't get the smellgasm. And I got to say that that's part of the excitement and the fabulousness of an orgy. The wonderful debaucherous speakeasy is the smell. And it's a very special smell. Because it can easily seep over into smelling bad. But as long as it doesn't smell bad, like with too much, you know, of that party pooper stuff, then it's a beautiful smell, the smell of sex. And it really does get your pheromones racing. So, you gotta experience it. I hope you young people, I sound so old, but I do hope that one day you experience it. Because there's nothing quite like communal ecstasy. I mean, you can go to a ball game. You can go to a concert. And these days, of course, all the games and concerts, you've got to keep physical distance. And you do. It's a good thing. You can't do an orgy keeping physical distance. So, you're missing out. And at the same time, I'm not one of these deniers that's going to say you should have one anyway. Sorry, but you shouldn't. So, you're just going to be deprived. One thing I will say is that sex is a very resilient force in human life. We may defeat it, probably through chemicals. We may kill it. But not yet. So it will survive, and we will stay horny, and we will find a way. And yet, the orgies are not this year. Maybe next year. So, Manager 88K has given us a Reddit Helpful Award.
Oh, great.
So, shout out to Mistress Erica, who was here.
Right.
Yeah, Mistress Erica.
Yeah, she showed up, and she was beautiful, as always. A little down, because Nina, a member of her Polly family, had just passed away from cancer. And it hurts.
Well, their Polly family, was that just the two of them, or was there a whole bunch of other people?
Well, there were three living together.
Three.
And Nina was one of them.
And what was the third one that I don't know
I
about?
I don't remember the name of, I think, a male. I think it was a male and two females.
There you go. You got this guy with his women. That's great.
Yeah, Captain Max. Hey, you might like that.
With
the right other woman, of course.
I've had... No. I don't want it living with me.
Oh.
In my bed.
No. Just a threesome for a couple hours. That's okay. Anyway, Mistress Erica has always been very sexy on our shows. Incredible.
I like Mistress Erica. Me and her have the same hairstyle.
Yes,
oh, there you
do.
Go.
Yeah.
We got kind of the same similar hairstyle with the blonde on the top. And so.
But she was very low-key. She didn't want to get in the pool, which I respected. She sat on the edge of the pool.
No, it's a very nice. It has edge.
And she seemed to really enjoy meeting Jux. I mean, they hit it off. They're both photographers.
Right.
And they, they have some things in common. And he had stopped on his way to Vegas, was only coming in for a minute to deliver the pies, and ended up staying several hours. Hopefully there will be a forward movement there, and they will always be able to remember they met at the speakeasy, Bonoboville. I always like that. That's one of my joys. Matchmaking. Real matchmaking, which you can't really plan. Because when you really try to matchmake, usually you mess it up. But if you just kind of introduce people, sometimes, hey, they hit it off. It's a beautiful thing. It feels almost as good as falling in love yourself. But, oh my God, anything would feel good on Jux's pies.
I had a whole one yesterday, and when you asked me to come by the pool. The pool. It's a very small pool.
Yes.
But it is a work of art.
Beautiful.
It's really very pretty and so forth. So,
So he made cannabelli, strawberry, rhubarb, and gooseberry pies.
Pie.
Cannabelli.
Let me tell you. So I couldn't move from my chair for a bit. It was like I went back on acid because I used to take a lot of acid. And that was...
We have that in common, yes. You and I.
Yeah, we took a lot of acid.
Just like Jux and Erica have photography in common, you and I have past acid trips.
Yes, many.
I don't know if I took as many as you. I might have taken 20.
Oh, that you probably took more than I did.
Oh, you didn't take 20?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't take it every
day.
I'm counting mushrooms,
peyote.
Mushrooms, peyote. What's the
ecstasy.
Other one? I never took ecstasy. I took horse tranquilizer.
Oh, see,
that was very.
Is that ketamine? Ketamine, I think?
No horse tranquilizer. I'm more of a pony girl.
I took that and suddenly everything melted. And I was on the floor. And everything was moving and.
Wow.
I've never taken ketamine, but that's...
No, really? Is that what that is?
I think ketamine.
Maybe. That was the last time I took that, I'll tell you that much. All right, what's going on here?
Well, you had wanted to talk about my pillow guy. Do you still want to talk about that?
The what? Oh, the pillow guy. Oh, yeah, hi. Yeah. You know the pillow guy, right? he's the right...
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, his name's Mike Lindell.
He had a rally.
Right.
For the former guy.
He is a totally right-wing cracker.
QAnon.
He drank the cum.
Mixed with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, right.
He had a Trumpgasm.
Right. And he held this rally in Minnesota. What's up with you guys in Minnesota, man? What's going on?
Unfortunately, these folks are everywhere.
I know. And they're everywhere, and they're very open about it now, which is very nice, because then I know who they are and how to deal with them, you know. And they talk about... You can't talk about the electoral machines. You can't talk about election fraud. You can't talk about vaccines. And they keep talking about being canceled. We don't want to be canceled. We still want to grab somebody's ass. We still want to be what we were.
I don't get it. The cancel thing is so stupid. I don't care about being canceled. Well, cancel me all you want.
Right.
Don't censor me.
Right. Don't censor
and
me because...
that is big tech. Yeah. I don't care if people in their private ways want to tweet a bunch about me that I'm a bitch or whatever.
Stop whining. You're not the only one. We can't show nipples. We can't talk about certain things. Sex is under attack.
And it has been for millennia.
Right.
But it seems like it is more than usual now. I feel it was on an upswing through most of my life, through the 90s. And then with W and his Christian spin.
W. Bush.
Yeah. It cracked down. I feel like after that, things got more and more sexually repressive.
Can I just finish a couple of things? Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I mean, it's okay. He's very concerned about not being able to talk about certain things.
Who is?
This guy that owns MyPillow.
Mike Lindell.
Oh, right. Yeah. I went to his website today, and I went to see which pillows were the best pillows. He wasn't even on the list, which is okay. You know, some people like really lumpy pillows. I don't.
I think he likes the former guy's butt as his pillow, really. Sticking his face right between those two big white pillows.
I want to say they're not being censored for their politics. They're being censored.
Well, I don't think they should be censored either.
No, I understand that.
Are they
canceled?
About,
yeah.
But when you endanger people, like a theater or anywhere else, you can't just tell lies that cause huge harm to people, you know?
Mm.
And then he accuses the state, and he's filed another suit to overturn the elections. And he says that it was overturned by a secret group who had access to machines and all this incredible stuff.
But he's the one that overturned it, right?
He's so he's trying.
He's trying. And then you got the other Mike, former security advisor and criminal pardoned by the former guy.
These are right-wing...
Mike Flynn has called for a Myanmar... style military coup, and it's all very absurd and funny.
Wait till that happens.
But
whoa,
it's kind of real,
absolutely
in
real.
The sense that it's out there.
It's happening.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right
now. We're in the middle of it, and that's why we're kind of asleep. And also, you know, we got all this stuff,
and a lot of. Democrats have gone to sleep. They figure Trump is out of office and we're biding our time with Biden. And I must admit, Biden puts you to sleep.
You call him Sleepy Joe, right?
That's not because he's asleep, because he's running around all over the place. But it's because he puts you to sleep.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but the former guy called him that. But he is. And
I went on his website
today.
He's
doing a lot of things that the former guy did. He's keeping a lot going. And it pains me to know that the DOJ will not just give it up on defending the former guy against E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit.
I have one last word for him. Because I looked at his factory, I looked at what he sells and how he does it, and of course he's accusing these people of the RICO Act, which is what Trump is basically and probably going to be charged with. So what I say to you, sir, it's disgusting what you're trying to do to America. Fuck you. I'm done.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we're almost done, but...
We're almost there.
Hi, Kristen.
Last question.
Hi, Adriana. And hi, everybody. Crazy people out there. I just want to say, you can't change them. But... they can change. Any of us can change. We change because we want to. From the inside. Not because we're told that this is immoral or that is better. go with emotional reasons. And we also go with sexual reasons, which are very tied into the emotions. And I gotta say, my fellow Democrats and liberals, as you bear down on sexuality and repress more and more, so the people of this country and this world will reach out to crazy cults to release their sexual energy, and they will pick up guns and shoot them if they are told they can't. Just shoot the gun between their legs. So,
if you haven't heard Bobby Kennedy's rap on violence, you should look it up.
Well, this has been a problem for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it's been always been that way.
No,
I really don't. I think that this came about with the dawn of agriculture, the Neolithic Revolution, which also brought about capitalism gradually. And this is why there's a lot of violence. This is why there's a lot of war. And this is why this is honored and applauded by all different political parties. And I was just reading another article in Counterpunch about war porn.
Yeah.
Thinking about how much we're censored on
war porn. Who came up with
YouTube.
That term?
Nick Terse wrote, "A Wide World of War Porn, or How I Accidentally Amassed an Encyclopedia of Atrocities." So basically, this is a guy, he's a journalist. He writes about war, he reports on it. But it's just a genre that is huge and that, to a certain degree, you see all over YouTube. And sometimes they take it down and sometimes they leave it up. You might not see the beheading, but you'll see the bloody sword. You may not see the actual murder, but you see the aftermath.
Or the leading up to it.
Exactly. Right. And so violent porn is out there. It's clickbait. It's infecting our minds. I talked about
violence.
The penetration of the mind, the way F. Lee Bailey penetrated my mind in a positive way, making me feel courage in the courtroom. But your mind, of course, can be penetrated in a negative way. And a lot of people put down sexual porn as penetrating your mind. And yes, it penetrates your mind. It's not an addiction. You can stop watching it, just like you can stop watching anything. Believe me, I didn't miss my computer on my birthday. I didn't look at it. I was busy with other things. It's the capitalist system that keeps us watching this stuff. We have to. And we have to do it for work. So, hey, why not distract ourselves and watch some sex porn?
Of course.
Which, of course, in my opinion, isn't so bad. It's 99% consensual stuff. It might not be your taste. I remember Mistress Erica talking about gaping assholes at my birthday party.
Right,
I'm here with this very small gathering.
That's
I got
not
a
my
dog,
taste.
You know, and she's like, talking about it, but I realized it was a metaphor, and like that there's all these influencers out there who talk about their feelings. It's like they're emotional gaping assholes.
Right. Oh, like but, yeah, like an asshole.
Oh, my lover left me.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, my mother hit
it's,
me.
It's the little stories. Remember the little romance comics?
I've been fired.
With pictures.
Right.
And now, and then it went to television. It became
so it's the gaping asshole of emotion that gets the hits.
Right.
Right. Why is that any better than an actual gaping asshole? I mean, listen, I don't like looking at them at all. But some people do. What song is that?
Oh, that's a I don't know song.
So Blue Stoic Panda says, I'm gay.
That's
and they
good.
Have a
okay.
bathhouse where I live.
A bathhouse?
Totally a head-blowing experience.
Wow.
Right. Well, the gay Whoa. Bathhouses can be great bacchanalian orgy experiences. And I love it. Be careful. Practice safer sex.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't think you should be going right now in the edges of the corona apocalypse. But I'm all for that experience of orgiastic group sex.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
I will say you got to take a lot of precautions these days.
So I'm gonna have a question. Can you have corona?
We have 3 minutes and you have a question?
Can you have corona from getting a blowjob in a bathhouse? That was somebody from our Reddit channel. Somebody
asked
that.
Stay tuned next week, 10:30, same time.
I would say it's likely. I mean, you're facing the same direction.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as kissing in terms of the corona infection because you're not swapping spit.
Yeah.
But you are breathing very close to each other. Hey. Red Storm says, hey, is this about my boy Trump? He said, hell yeah, it was illegal and stuff.
Listen, anyone that wants to overthrow this country also has to overthrow me.
Okay.
A phone call.
We got a phone caller.
Okay, let's see what it's about, and maybe we can extend call funding on the 14th floor and find out if we can spend another 20 minutes.
Let's I don't know if it's
make
worth
it, quick.
It.
Yeah, right. What's this question?
Okay. By the way, if you want to know how to change someone's politics through sex, read my article, Sex Pride and Black Lives Matter.
All right, so we now have a phone caller. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Well, I wanted to comment on how society, I agree with Dr. Susie on how society is make you feel bad for what you want and when it comes to what you do.
What is your name?
Tom Rosen.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
All right.
So what were you...
Pennsylvania, hometown.
What were you saying?
What was your question?
I wanted to comment on how I agree with Dr. Susie and how society is make you feel bad when it comes to what you want to watch and what you do. Even if it's just the simplest thing as watching a video on anything.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Donald, because you agree with me. So thank you for calling in and adding your voice.
You should be right in shoes. What's your deal?
We've got to make our voices heard.
Every one of us. Let's go.
And we got to go. I hope you call earlier
next week
because we're out of time. But I certainly appreciate
next week.
The amen.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
A women.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Donald. Keep the faith out there in Pennsylvania, land where Dr. Susie was born. And yeah, we're having a birthday gasm.
Yeah.
And that's the land of my birth.
Great show.
Yes, we're still being censored and defamed while they're showing war porn on YouTube. But speaking of censorship, free Julian Assange. And DomCon is coming Sunday, 1:30 p.m., August 20th is my class, Secrets of the Kinky Femdom Bonobos. And check out Cougar Sexuality and give the bonobo way for gay pride because, hey, gay the bonobo way is the way to go. So, we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to try not to hurt anybody. Including yourself. Have yourself a birthday gasm. Every day is your birthday, just like every day can be masturbation month. right? The birthday is no big deal. Just another trip around the sun. But celebrate. Have a gasm of some sort.
Okay, 3 minutes.
And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you. Have a love-orgasm.
I'm gonna give them a kiss on the head.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.